All right, welcome to the What's Next membership call for March 2022. Kristen asked me to lead the call tonight because she's in Alaska heliskiing, as she mentioned last month. And also, we're kicking off a three-part series on learning how to feel our emotions more deeply. And Kristen noticed that the majority of her clients through her camps and personal coaching have a hard time feeling their emotions in general, and specifically fear and some of the other more challenging emotions. So she asked me, my background is as a certified clinical hypnotherapist for the last 14 years. I specialize in hypnosis for integrative healing, which means anything that has to do with the mind and body, I can support people in addressing and accessing their innate power to heal. So today I'm actually going to be guiding you in a self-hypnosis practice to deepen your embodiment and give you an opportunity to connect directly with your emotions so you can tap into your mind, your body, and your spirit. So I wanted to start out by explaining a little bit more about hypnosis. It has kind of a mystical and often misunderstood history. So first, I consider all hypnosis across the board to be self-hypnosis. And the reason that is because hypnosis is just a word for the brainwave pattern that you already go into and out of throughout your day. You might just not realize that or call it hypnosis, but if you ever daydream, or maybe you've been driving down the road and you pull up to your house and you have no memory of how you actually got home, it's because your body was on autopilot. Your subconscious mind was driving the car and your conscious mind was free to pre-associate, daydream, that kind of thing. So you've already experienced this. What I do is I help you go into that deeply relaxed state. And the reason for that is because when you're in this state, your subconscious mind is alert and responding to suggestions. Now, another common misconception about hypnosis is that you'll be somehow under my spell or under my control. And that's not the way it works. I can help you guide you into that deeply relaxed state, but at no point am I able to control you or ask you to do something that you're unwilling to do, because you're always in control of your own mind and body. So if I'm offering suggestions that are supportive to you, you can choose to allow yourself to implement those suggestions. If there's something that isn't working for you, I really encourage you to customize it and make it your own, because my hope is that you'll take these two practices, these two tools that I'm going to teach you today, and implement them in your life. Now, some people are more auditory learners and some people are more kinesthetic, but everybody learns best experientially. So we're going to have an experience with these tools and techniques tonight, and I want you to take them and play with them in your life, apply them, see what works best for you. Just notice your experience. I might be asking you to visualize something, use your creative imagination. If your mind doesn't work in pictures, that's totally fine. Pay attention to the sensations that you're experiencing and the perceptions that you're having, because the practice is really about tuning in with you and tapping into that space within where you are your own inner authority. So you've got all of your own answers within. So today we're going to tap into our childlike creativity and imagination. I encourage you to follow along unless you're driving for some reason. Then you want to, you know, keep your eyes open and stay alert, but listen to the replay so you can go into the full relaxation. So I'm going to explain a little bit more about what we're doing, then I'll take questions, and then we'll go into practicing and experiencing these tools. The first technique that I'm going to teach you tonight is a technique called a body scan. So this can be done really quickly if you just have a few minutes to scan through your body and relax and bring awareness, bring your consciousness into your body, into your breath, into your core, into your muscles and organs and tissues, because your mind is in every cell of your body. So bringing mindfulness into the different areas of our body where we may be holding on to tension or we may be holding on to emotions, beliefs, experiences that actually get lodged into the body. It's beneficial to bring awareness and invite your body to relax. Let it relax, feel it relaxing, and then tune in with any messages that you might have. Maybe there's an area of your body that needs support in returning to its natural state of healthy homeostasis. And when the mind and body are working together in partnership, you can activate your full capacity for inner healing, both on a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level. So the body scan is very simple. I'll guide you just to relax different areas of your body. We'll move your head to your feet, and this will activate your body's relaxation response, which is a really cool, well-studied response that the body has, where you'll experience a drop in cortisol levels. So cortisol is that stress hormone we've probably heard so much about, which when it's activated in a scary situation, your fear comes up, your amygdala says, you know, do something about this. You fight, flight, or freeze. So meaning you fight back against the danger, freeze and hold still, or flee, run away. The cortisol helps pump up your body and push blood to your muscles so that you can get away or deal with the fear, the scary situation. Unfortunately, as you may already know, a lot of us get stuck in this fear response, this experience where our cortisol levels, it's more of a stress response, our cortisol levels are continuously elevated, and it really breaks down the body. So you'll be able to activate your relaxation response and lower those cortisol levels. You'll also experience a normalizing effect on your blood pressure and your heart rate. So just really good for the body to tune in, be able to relax and bring that awareness to what might be going on within you. For example, I might be guiding you to tune in with your internal organs. And I might say something that applies to you or doesn't apply to you. This is where you want to customize it, because this is your body might have a wound, or maybe you had, you know, say your gallbladder operated on or something like that. This is an opportunity for you to listen to your specific body and customize it. That area of your body might need a little extra love and TLC. So I really encourage you to listen to your own body and offer it the love and support that it needs. And then I'll guide you after the body scan. I'll guide you into creating your inner sanctuary. Now, I call it the inner sanctuary. Einstein called his the workshop of the mind. This is a conceptual inner space. So you can visualize it. Again, if your mind works in pictures, you might imagine this place. I'm going to add some different details. We're going to customize it a bit, but I encourage you to continue to practice this technique. You can create your inner sanctuary absolutely anywhere you want. You don't have to be able to visualize it. Just notice again the sensation that you're having, the perceptions that you're having, and follow along and let your creative imagination like fill in the blanks and have fun with this technique. Because like I said, Einstein used his to come up with some really outside the box inventions and theories and understandings that people don't have access to at our typical level of thinking. So thank you. I see you folks in the chat filling everybody in on what we're doing tonight. I'm filling in for Kristen. Welcome, everyone. And this is the first in a three-part series. Kristen's going to expound more on this. We're tapping into our ability to feel our emotions deeply. And Kristen does have a tool on her website called the ABCs of Feeling Emotion, which I highly recommend. It's something she's going to dive into in future calls. But if you want to get a jump start and this work appeals to you, you can go to her website and check that out. So first we'll do the body scan, and I'm going to do a pretty thorough scan, but it's a tool you can use anytime, anywhere. You can abbreviate it if you've just got a couple of minutes before a meeting or headed down the slopes. You can use this tool to normalize your blood pressure, your heart rate, and lower that cortisol level. And then we'll create the inner sanctuary. And you want to make it a wonderful place that you enjoy visiting. So I'll give you some prompts and that you can go from there. It's a tool that helps you tap into your infinite creative power. So before we get started, I wanted to take any questions. I know some people jumped on a little bit late, and feel free to come off mute and ask anything that you need to know before we dive into this self-hypnosis practice. Anyone have a burning question about hypnosis, the body scan technique, or the inner sanctuary? Okay. I take it that you're all game to experience this impromptu change in schedule tonight. So with that said, I will do a Q&A at the end too. So if something comes up and, you know, when you're in hypnosis, like I said, your subconscious mind is alert and responding to suggestions, and your conscious mind is still in the mix, right? Another common misconception is I might use the word sleep, or, you know, people think you go to sleep during hypnosis. Your conscious mind never goes to sleep during hypnosis. It's alert as well. It's just not as dominant as when you're in your normal waking state. So you might notice your conscious mind still, you know, asking questions or noticing something or hearing noises around you. That's all fine. If there's something that you really want to ask, just hang on to it at the end and we'll address that at the end. So I encourage everybody to get into a nice, comfortable position. You can lie down, absolutely. If you feel like you might fall asleep, then you might not want to lie down, because you want to be awake enough to follow along and respond to my suggestions so that you learn these techniques. But once you learn them, this is a great way to fall asleep at night. If you ever have trouble getting your mind to shut off and getting into your body to rest at the end of the day, the body scan is great. And I often go visit my inner sanctuary as I'm falling asleep at night, because it's just such a beautiful place to be. And it's a beautiful way to tap into, again, that infinite creative power and utilize the power of the mind, body, and the subconscious to manifest while you're sleeping, because the subconscious mind never goes to sleep. So it's going to be alert and paying attention. It's one reason I encourage everybody never to sleep with the TV on, because there's no vanguard. It's that information is going directly into your subconscious mind. So yes, one more question from the chat I saw real quick before we go in. Lying down's okay. Yes, there will be a recording, and it'll be posted in our member area, so you'll be able to revisit it and add on anything that you might miss today. So don't worry about it. Just relax, go with it, improvise, and make it fun for yourself. I really want to emphasize that again. Your childlike creativity is so important here, because creativity is pure life force, creative power. So have fun with it, make it enjoyable, and really, we're wanting to step out of the rational, logical thinking mind here and more into the intuitive feeling space, where we're able to connect more deeply with our bodies. So if everybody's ready to be hypnotized and practice this self-hypnosis technique, let's get started. And to begin, I want you to settle in to a nice, comfortable position. Go ahead and adjust your body. And then I want you to go ahead and draw in a nice, easy breath. Just fill up your lungs. And as you exhale, relax. A second, even deeper breath into your belly this time. And as you exhale, relax. Let's do a third, even deeper breath, drawing it in, expanding the belly. And as you exhale, let it out with a sigh. Good. I invite you to raise your eyes and find a spot to focus on. Just keep your eyes focused on that spot. No need to move around or speak unless I ask you to. And as you keep your eyes focused on that spot, you'll begin to notice that nothing in the world can keep you from entering into a very deep and pleasant state of relaxation and hypnosis. I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And as I do, you'll notice your eyelids growing heavy, droopy, drowsy, and sleepy. By the time I reach the count of 1, they'll close tightly shut. 5, eyelids growing heavy, droopy, drowsy, and sleepy. 4, heavy, heavy eyelids, so heavy, numb, and relaxed. 3, the next time you blink your eyes, that's hypnosis coming over you. Your mind is telling your body that you're moving into a very deep and pleasant state of relaxation. 2, beginning to allow your eyes to close, close, closing, and 1, eyes closed, just relax and let yourself go. There's nowhere to be but here. There's nothing to do but simply relax as the sound of my voice guides you deeper into relaxation. You have the ability to deeply relax your body. And as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes, for your mind is in every cell of your body. So begin to become aware now that there's a beautiful orb of golden light hovering just above the crown of your head. And in a moment, you'll begin to allow this golden, soft light to gently merge and melt into the crown of your head, spreading wonderful waves of relaxation all throughout your body. Beginning to allow this golden orb to gently merge and melt into the crown of your head. Notice the sensation at this area of your body, your scalp, and invite it to relax. Let it relax. Feel it relaxing. As you relax this area of your body, you become aware of soft tingling sensation caused by the blood circulating just beneath the surface of your scalp. Now this golden healing light spreads over your forehead and brow, relaxing the muscles in your forehead and brow, gently down into your temples, and then softly into your eyes and eyelids. Relaxing your eyes and all the tiny muscles. Releasing yourself from the world of looking and seeing. Gently activating your inner sight. Notice this relaxation spreading now into your cheeks and jaw. As you place this area of your body into a state of relaxation, invite it to relax. Let it relax. Feel it relaxing more and more. Spreading down your neck, relaxing the skin covering your neck. Beneath the skin, becoming aware of the beautiful airways, vocal cords, ligaments, and tendons, and the muscles in your neck, and allowing them to relax. As you allow your head to be supported, turning loose any muscles, releasing any tension in your neck. Feel this golden light saturating deeply within your neck, connecting with your spinal cord, sending waves of relaxation up the spinal cord into your brainstem, into your amygdala, both the left and right hemispheres of your brain. Your brain is a beautiful organ, so useful and healthy. Allow your brain to relax as it does its perfect work of organizing information and managing tasks to keep your body healthy. Allow this golden light to softly drift from your head and neck down into your shoulders. Relaxing your shoulders, spreading into your chest. Become aware of the skin covering your chest. Notice the contact with your clothing and invite this area of your body to relax. You have the ability to relax your body. And as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes, for your mind is in every cell of your body. Relaxing your chest, becoming aware of the muscles, glands, tissues, and lymph nodes within your chest, and allowing them to relax. Now this golden, relaxing, healing light is softly merging deeper within your chest as you become aware of your lungs. Notice the comfortable, rhythmic expansion and release as your lungs draw in air. They easily separate out the oxygen that nourishes your body and release the carbon dioxide and other elements that would harm you to hold in. You don't have to think about this. Your brilliant body knows just what to do. So relax and let yourself be breathed. Next, placing your awareness on your heart, the physical heart within your body. See it surrounded with this golden light. This beautiful organ does its best work when it's relaxed and at ease. So invite it to relax. Allow it to relax. Feel your heart relaxing, even as it pumps that oxygen and nutrient-rich blood all throughout your body, allowing your heart to relax. Next, place your awareness on the emotional heart center of your being. The emotional heart center of your being may be near the location of your physical heart, or more towards the center of your chest. Wherever you feel it, bring your awareness to this part of you and notice any sensations that arise. Are there any emotions there wanting to be felt? Tuning in with your emotional heart center, become aware of the wisdom and guidance that's available to you here in your own heart center. Take a moment to tune in with this area of your being and listen for any messages or guidance that may be important for you at this time. Now allow this area to relax and make a new commitment to yourself to tune in each day to your emotional heart center, holding a space of compassion, non-judgment, and love as you allow yourself to feel anything that is there asking to be felt, allowing yourself to listen to the wisdom and guidance of your own heart. And now begin to allow this golden healing light to spread down into your abdomen, relaxing the skin covering your abdomen, saturating beneath the skin into your internal organs, all of these beautiful organs and systems working together to keep your body vibrantly healthy and strong. Relaxing your stomach, feel it relaxing, let it relax. Notice any sensations you may feel in this area of your body. As your stomach does its perfect work of breaking down the nutritious food that you offer it, it sends it along to your small intestine, where your body easily breaks apart the molecules, absorbing and distributing that which nourishes you, the building blocks that your cells need to repair, grow, and thrive are all absorbed here in your small intestine. So allow this area of your body to relax as it does its perfect work. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to know how your body pulls apart the molecules of your food. Just relax with gratitude that your brilliant body is working towards healthy homeostasis as you relax and let yourself go, bringing your awareness to your large intestine, where your body is able to eliminate anything that no longer serves you. Relax this area of your body. And now take a moment to tune in to your inner knowing, your gut instinct, this deep and wise belly brain has been operating through pure intuition, deep wisdom. It's ancient and wise, and you can trust your own gut instinct. Your inner knowing, your inner wisdom. Take a moment now and listen for any guidance or messages that may be important for you at this time. Make a new commitment to yourself to spend a little time each day tuning in to your own gut instinct, your inner wisdom. You can trust the knowing of your own gut instinct. And allow your physical organs to relax, see them surrounded and saturated with this golden light, allowing all the organs in your body to relax: liver, kidneys, bladder, gallbladder, reproductive organs, pancreas, all deeply relaxed and at ease as they do their perfect work of keeping your body healthy and strong. If any area needs a little extra love, see it surrounded in white light. And as your entire abdomen relaxes, notice the sensation of relaxation spreading around your torso, relaxing your lower back, turning loose the muscles, letting yourself feel supported physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Relaxing your middle back, rib cage, moving up into your upper back and shoulders. Now allow any tension that you may have noticed or felt in your body to begin to melt like ice on a hot summer day. Allow this tension to melt and drain down your arms, past your elbows, down past your wrists, and then right on out the ends of your fingertips. Allow the tension to just melt and drain down and out your fingertips like a little stream, dissipating and disappearing into the universe. Letting go of any tension, noticing that from your head to your waist, you've achieved a very deep and pleasant state of relaxation. You have the ability to relax your body deeply and completely. And the more you practice inviting it to relax and allowing it to relax, the more deeply and completely you'll be able to relax. Now this sensation is spreading down into your hips and thighs, relaxing your hips and thighs. The skin covering your thighs is relaxed. Beneath the skin, becoming aware of the muscles and allowing them to relax. Now this golden light is saturating all the way down to the bones. That's right, the very bones within your thighs are feeling comfortable and relaxed, for you've reached such a deep state of relaxation that the bones within your body are feeling comfortable and relaxed, even as they do their perfect work of making new blood cells and immune cells to keep your body vibrantly healthy. They do their best work when they're relaxed. So let them relax even deeper now as this golden light spreads into your glutes, the back of your thighs, and down into your knees. Relaxing your knees, down into your shins and calves, spreading gently into your ankles, down into the heels, arches, and balls of your feet. And then right on out the ends of your toes. Allow any tension that remains in your body to relax. Feel it melting like ice on a hot summer day, melting and draining down your legs, past your knees, down past your ankles and feet, and right on out the ends of your toes, draining like a little stream, disappearing and dissipating into the universe. From head to toe, you're feeling more relaxed than ever before, for you have the ability to relax your body deeply and completely by instructing it to relax, allowing it to relax, feeling it relaxing more and more. And as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. For your mind is in every cell of your body. So now that your body is relaxed, your mind is relaxing more and more. Make a new commitment to yourself to practice this body scan technique every day, if you can. You'll find your ability to relax deeply and completely become stronger and stronger, and quicker each time you practice. Each breath you take takes you deeper into relaxation. The sound of my voice takes you deeper into relaxation. And any noises you hear in or around the room, just life going on around you. Rather than distract you, you can choose to allow any noises you hear to remind you that you've set aside this time to relax and let yourself go on an inner journey Become aware that you're now stepping onto a beautiful path in nature. Imagine, sense, and feel that you're stepping into a meadow, feeling the sun kiss your skin, noticing the breeze gently caressing your hair. Looking around, you see bright, vivid, green, lush plants, and you hear the sound of water in the stream nearby, gently making its way along. The smells of nature, the moisture from the stream and the earth, the scent of flowers on the breeze, and the song of birds, buzzing of bees, fluttering of butterflies all surround you and fill you with a sense of peace. Allow your mind to fill in any details that are important to you. As you walk along this path, carefree, enjoying this beautiful scene, you come to the forest line and decide to enter this old growth forest, passing through the trees into the shade. Notice the temperature change on your skin, the smell of leaves and soil and the underbrush, the rustling of critters. The light dims, and as your eyes adjust, you move along the path, enjoying the presence of the beautiful old growth trees, guiding you forward along the path. And soon you come to a clearing. In this clearing, you see, sense, and feel your inner sanctuary. This is a space just for you, and it feels like coming home. Safe, welcome, and serene. In a moment, you'll step through the doorway and enter your inner sanctuary. Not yet, but in a moment, as you pass through the doorway, you'll be bathed in white light, healing your energy field once again from head to toe. Go ahead now and pass through the doorway, entering into your inner sanctuary. Again, that sensation of coming home, feeling so safe and secure here, centered within your inner sanctuary, the seat of your soul, the heart of your heart. Notice any sensations in your body as you place yourself here in your inner sanctuary. And you begin to look around and notice and observe a few different areas that we'll look at and explore today, and more areas that you can add on to and customize in the future. First, become aware that you have a creation station. It can look however you want it to look. It may be a desk or a room. This is an area where you have access to all the resources and information that you may need to complete any project or purpose that you have. You may have a supercomputer here at your fingertips. You can access any information in the known universe that's important for you to have for any good purpose that you have for it. Any information in the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, and the higher realms is available to you here. You also have a calendar here that allows you to flip backward and forward in time, becoming aware of any information from the past, present, or future that's important for you to have. Your creation station gives you access to your infinite power of creativity. And you plan to visit again soon to tap into the wonderful power you have to access all of the information you may need to fulfill your projects and purpose. But next, you become aware of your healing space. In your healing space, you have access to any and all sorts of remedies and healing modalities that will benefit you in tapping into and activating your body's ability to heal. For your ability to heal is far greater than you may have been allowed to believe. You have the ability to activate the healing potential of your body. Each and every cell of your body knows how to regenerate, to eliminate waste, and to rebuild itself. And as you partner with your body, you can cultivate your power to heal anything and everything that you experience as dis-ease or discomfort in your body. So look around now and notice some of the healing tools and modalities that are available to you. There may be herbs, tinctures, elixirs. There may be sound healing or vibrational healing, energy healing, frequency healing. You may want to bring in specialists to support you in fine-tuning and customizing your healing space and your healing abilities. This is your area for healing and growth. If you do ever bring anyone else into your inner sanctuary, you always want to imagine them bathed in white light as they enter and then exit your sanctuary. And no one is allowed to visit here without your specific and express permission. Moving on from your healing space, become aware of your room of truth. This is an area for you to connect with your own highest truth, to listen, hear, and understand that which is true for you. As you pass through the doorway into your room of truth, bring to mind and allow yourself to imagine that you're standing in front of a full-length mirror. This mirror is special. It's sort of like a diamond with thousands of facets. This mirror allows you to reflect on any one of your 10,000 selves. So as you gaze into the mirror, bring into focus the facet, the aspect of yourself that is love. Connect with the eyes of love. What does love feel like? What sensations do you notice in your body as you connect with yourself as love? Notice your experience of being love. What does love look like? What does love want you to know in this moment? How does love move through the world? How does love interact with others? Notice any judgments that you may have. Notice any stories that you may have. Notice any beliefs that you may have as you gaze into the eyes of love. What is the purpose of love? And now adjust the mirror and bring into focus the facet or aspect of yourself that is fear. Connect with the eyes of fear. What does fear feel like? What area of your body feels fear? What sensations do you notice? Notice your experience of being fear. What does fear look like? What does fear want you to know in this moment? How does fear move through the world? How does fear interact with others? Notice any judgments you may have. Notice any stories you may have. Notice any beliefs you may have. What is the purpose of fear? And stepping back from the mirror, adjusting it again to allow all of the facets to be revealed. Gazing in the mirror, you notice your multidimensional self, the wholeness that's reflected back to you as you observe your multidimensional nature. Connecting and communing with this aspect of you that is the entire diamond, with every facet clear, observable, and in harmony. You are the CEO, the director of this organization of 10,000 selves. Take a moment to connect with your wholeness. All emotions integrated into the whole self. Each aspect unique. Each aspect welcome. And in a moment, we'll prepare to leave your inner sanctuary. Anytime you wish to return here, you find it easy to return to this deep and beautiful level of relaxation, for you have the ability to relax your body, and as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. You find it easy to connect and tune in with your mind body, to relax each and every area of your body. You find it easy to connect with your true nature, and tap into your infinite creative power. You now have a deeper understanding of your own true nature and a deeper understanding of your experience of both love and fear. So take a moment to look around your inner sanctuary, knowing that you will return here soon. Notice anything that's important for you in this space. If you choose, you may invite in two assistants to this inner workshop. If you choose, they can be a male and a female assistant, or anyone that you'd like to have support you. They'll be available 24/7 once you invite them in to support you with carrying out goals, projects, and fulfilling any purpose, any good purpose that you have, offering you insight and support, ideas, and anything that supports you in the culmination of your desires. Any other resources you can imagine are available here in your inner sanctuary. But in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5 and bring you back to full awareness. When I reach the count of 5, you'll return to full awareness, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated with a full understanding of everything that's taken place here today and a deeper understanding of your own true nature. 1, slowly, calmly, easily, and gently beginning to return to full awareness. 2, each muscle, nerve, and tissue in your body feels loose, limp, and relaxed, and you feel wonderfully good. 3, you're feeling great physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. 4, your eyes feel like they were bathed in cool spring water. 5, eyes open, take a good deep breath, fill up your lungs, and stretch. So, welcome back. Give everybody just a minute to reorient themselves, and then I'd love to hear your experience, any questions that came up for you, any insights or messages that came through from your body, from your mind, from your experience here today. And anybody want to share about their experience or have questions about anything that we covered? Just go ahead and unmute your microphone rather than typing it in. All right. Everybody's still in hypnosis, I think. No problem.
Hi, it's Liz. Maybe you can hear me.
Yes.
This is actually along the lines of something I've been doing a little bit, and it takes you out of your irritated, crazed train in the day. Mm-hmm. And I guess I don't do this regularly enough, perhaps, to max the effect. It's just something that you do, and it's not like applying a Band-Aid on a cut. I guess I would say that. Mm-hmm. It comes from behind, if that makes any sense.
I think what you're saying, what I've noticed with these techniques, I've been practicing these two for 23 years now. It helps you cultivate a deeper connection with your body. You use the example of a Band-Aid on a cut. When you put a Band-Aid on a cut, it's really just to protect it from, dirt and things like that. The healing happens from within, right? Your body As soon as you get cut, it starts coagulating your blood and forming a scab and sending the proper healing to that area of your body. So in that way, yes, you're deliberately focusing on and cultivating your capacity for self-healing, you know, for, like you said, stepping out of the chaos of the mundane world and cultivating that inner harmony and in tapping into your power to heal your body, whether it's, you know, an uncomfortable emotion that needs to be felt, or it's gonna come out and you know, be a stick in the gears of your life or your relationships, things like that. It gives you this opportunity, this inner space to work through some of this stuff on your own and hold space for yourself and your own emotions. In a really powerful way. And the more you practice it, the more deeply and completely you're able to tap into it. Does that kind of answer or address what you're talking about, Liz?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it rings true. And It's just interesting that it's very much like the meditation that I've been doing this year.
Yeah.
The way you led that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you know, there are a lot of guided meditations, and I definitely encourage you, you know, find one that works for you. But the other nice thing about these tools is now that you have them, they're self-contained. So, you know, I regularly put on guided meditations, but it's also nice to just, like I said, you know, a couple minutes before a meeting or before you're skiing or at any time, maybe, you know, in an interaction with a difficult relationship, take a moment to just scan through the body. You know, notice, is there an area, am I holding tension in my stomach? Can I breathe into that and allow my body to release that tension? And trust that you can. You know, the relaxation response is innate, but when we don't activate it, it's just it's latent. It's not as powerful as when you're tapping into it regularly and deliberately, intentionally activating it. So the more often and more intentional you are about using these tools, the more powerful they'll be for you. So yeah, thank you for that, Liz. Anyone else want to share about your experience? Something you noticed, something that really worked for you, or something that you improvised and customized for yourself? Any questions? Anybody have a really strong experience of connecting with fear or love? Was that new for you? Was it uncomfortable for you?
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Bill.
So, yeah, I guess the question I have is, when you say practice this or use it, do you mean have the recording on hand and, you know, slap a pair of headphones on? Or do you mean, because I guess what I'm trying to wrap my head in, my experience was really close to sleep, but mm-hmm. I know I was awake. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would notice my thinking mind try to turn on, or just, you know, try to be helpful, or, you know, mm-hmm. might chime in, I guess, would be maybe the way to phrase it.
Yeah.
I would just kind of notice that and just remind myself that I didn't really need to go that path. And I would just stay kind of like in this very deep underwater space, I guess, mm-hmm. you know, just deeply relaxed. There's probably a brainwave name that I got into, maybe a theta yeah. or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know that stuff, but
yeah.
Other than maybe, I guess it feels a little bit towards what I experience in meditation. Mm-hmm. Just that willingness to really be present with what is mm-hmm. to such a degree that everything just kind of melts. Mm-hmm. I'd be a few more words on how to use it as a tool, other than the obvious of, you know, listening to this recording.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm glad to hear that you were able to allow yourself to go into that deep, relaxed state. And I like the way you described it as underwater. I mean, all of these states with meditation, hypnosis, flow states, you know, they're liminal states, right? It's outside the realms of conscious day-to-day reason and logic. And it gives us access to just that richness of information that can come through. So you can utilize it. I mean, you might want to follow along with the recording in the beginning to help anchor in the practice, right? You know, some of the things that I offered, I've put together and customized, like I said, over 23 years, I've been using these techniques. I've been a clinical hypnotherapist for 14 years. So the languaging that I'm using is very specific and deliberate. And, you know, so it might be helpful to listen to it a couple of times so you start to be able to follow along intuitively and guide yourself, which is ultimately what the goal is, you know, I use positive present tense languaging, like, you know, noticing my body, noticing my breathing, I'm allowing it to relax. It's present tense. It's not, you know, it's not, don't be tense. Because that's not the way the mind works. The mind works with positive suggestion, relax the body, you know, notice any sensations. And the more you practice it with the recording and then on your own, you can do it really simply. Like I said, sometimes I'll just take a couple minutes, maybe close my eyes and scan through my body, you know, just imagining like a scanner moving across my body and noticing, oh my goodness, that I'm holding tension in my lower back. You know, in my conscious mind, I wasn't aware of that. But when I stop, turn the attention inward, I might notice and go, oh, okay, what's that about? You know, and you can add on, you know, self-massage or a cup of tea, any other modalities that support you. Breath work is incredibly powerful. So you can amp it up with any of the other tools and techniques you're already using, but you're essentially going to scan the body and notice if there's any tension and then invite that area to relax. Cause you're once again, I give you guys a lot of suggestions to remind you that you have the ability to relax your body. And the more you practice it, the more deeply and completely you'll be able to relax. So I like to practice this one before bedtime. I use it with my kids, you know, and it just works like a charm. When you're bringing awareness to the body and inviting it to relax, it feels to me like you're cultivating this working partnership between mind and body, and it becomes, you know, you'll get to more of a juggernaut level of, you know, you suggest to your body relax and it responds right away, and it compounds, it goes deeper and deeper and deeper the more you practice it. So it can be a quick body scan, a couple of deep breaths is all it takes really to start to activate the relaxation response. If you've got more time, you know, maybe at bedtime you're getting yourself settled and you really want to get really thorough with it or go deep into some of those organs, tissues, you know, my hypnotherapist teacher would always say the issues are in the tissues, right? You've probably heard it a lot of different ways, but essentially there's an emotional component to every dis-ease in the body. And the more we can tune in with that, we can release some of those issues from the tissues, you know, and I believe I've been able to cultivate, like in my last pregnancy, my experience of childbirth, I was able to cultivate a really, really powerful and beautiful partnership with my body to where she responds when I give her a suggestion to maybe increase blood volume or decrease this or stabilize my blood pressure. I've been able to set a set point at my weight and ask my body to work in partnership with me to maintain a healthy weight, which is really nice. You know, it's like, this is, when I step on the scale, this is the number that I want to see, and not as a matter of like controlling it, but it's like, this is my healthy weight range. So there's so much that opens up. I used hypnosis to give birth to both of my children. I have a 14-year-old and a 2-year-old. I didn't use any pain medication or anything like that. I used hypnosis to tune in with my mind and body, to be with the discomfort that is inherent in passing a child out through your body, but to be with it in such a way that I was in a place of relaxed surrender rather than resisting, which makes it so much worse. So practice it anywhere and everywhere. I mean, at the dentist, I use this technique, you know, to go to my happy place, go to my inner sanctuary. And the sanctuary tool, I recommend you play in there, you know, bring in your inner child and let him or her color on the walls, brighten things up, you know, bring in fun elements, maybe animals, animal guides, or, you know, creative, imaginative things that make it fun for you to enjoy being there. And then tap into and play with the different areas. We set up your creation station, where you've got access to just all the information you could ever imagine. Your healing space, which is just pure potential for healing and tuning in with anything that might need support in becoming, just in getting back into harmony, right? We're going from mind, body, harmony and partnership here. And so imagining yourself in your healing space when you've got a cold, you know, when you're feeling off, when you're dealing with a major health crisis, you go in there and imagine different ways that you can heal and support your body in healing, because that's the body's goal. And we sometimes are in conflict with the body, right? So cultivating that partnership. And then you can revisit the room of truth anytime you want. I've used it over the years to connect with my own inner authority, my own sovereignty, because it can be very confusing when we're looking out into the world and trying to determine what the truth is. Well, everybody's truth is a little bit different, in my opinion. And so I prefer to go directly to the source, and that is your own room of truth, your own direct connection with your higher power, your higher self, whatever you want to call it, the inner truth that lives in your heart, in your gut. So those are some different ways that you can just implement it and play with it, make it fun. You know, there's no rules around it. It's really just how you choose to implement it and how often you choose to play with it that will strengthen your ability to utilize it. Does that awesome. Help? Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's awesome. I'm excited. It's opens up all kinds of new vistas and opportunities for me. So I'm very appreciative.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad. And you know, with my healing room over the years, I've brought so many people in, and I do recommend if you're bringing somebody into your inner sanctuary, they can only come by invitation. They leave when you tell them to leave, and you always have them bathed in white light. It's just kind of a way to cleanse any energy they might bring into your space. But I've brought people into my healing space, which mine is really cool. It's like anti-gravity and this like blue and purple healing light kind of showers down from the ceiling, and they're just surrounded in love. So what if I have a friend who's maybe, you know, going through cancer or just COVID or whatever it is, I'll bring them into my healing space. And I've done it so often over the years. Now I've expanded. I have a healing wing where I can bring more people. I've got a garden outside of my sanctuary. I've got a harmony cavern down below where the energy moves in like a figure eight pattern, and it supports me in just being in harmony. So I had a girlfriend I introduced this to, and she immediately installed a portal that she can travel to other dimensions. Never would have thought of that, but it's, you know, it's so brilliant, and it just opens up infinite possibilities for her. When she goes into her inner sanctuary, she can go through this portal and hop into other dimensions. So you really can play with it, and the sky is the limit when it comes to your own creativity and what you want to do with it. So Yeah,
Cool.
good stuff. Yeah. And whenever you're visualizing, I do recommend really you want to get emotionally involved in what you're visualizing. So it helps to go into your inner sanctuary and like you can put a screen in there that allows you to see into your recent future and visualize the things coming to fruition that are important to you, you know, the goals, the projects, the relationships, the achievements, whatever it is, and get emotionally attached to that outcome. So you're feeling what it feels like to experience that, because that's where the magic happens, is when you add that emotional energy to that which you're visualizing and calling forth, and it's like it 10x's your power to manifest. Yeah, good stuff. So anybody else have anything you want to share or ask before we wrap up tonight? Going once, going twice. All right. If you think of anything, I'll probably send my contact information with this month's recording. But I thank you for being here, engaging with in practice with me today. I know it was a surprise. Kristen is in rural Alaska, so she asked me to step in, and I hope you all enjoyed your experience today, and I hope that you take these tools and have fun with them, play with them, and put it to the test, you know, see what you can create by tapping into the power of your mind body to activate healing and tap into your creative potential. So thank you for being here, and we'll see you on next month's call.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.